We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to another edition of Carton and Roberts. Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to best record ever, most exciting team ever in baseball at 6:30. That's Yankee Baseball Later today. Phone number to join, as always, 877-337-6666. Got a great show for you today. Buck Showalter will be joining us at 5:30 today, right after WAG Wednesday at 5 o'clock with Chelsea Barnes, the wife of Red Sox pitcher Matt Barnes. So it's going to be a great afternoon as we get into it today. And, of course, the New York Yankees. I mean, what else are you going to say? They're just a dominant team. They get it from everywhere. And now the big story is Aaron Judge and what do you do? To me, it's very simple. Nothing. I don't offer Aaron Judge another nickel. I don't offer him another year. I don't even return his agent's phone call. I leave it alone. Because if this is what it takes for that guy to have a second career year, good. Why would I want to F that up? Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today,
Ken? Did you hear our open?
I did, yes.
Yes. In that open.
I said the same thing. Did I not?
No.
I said you signed that deal, you son of a gun.
Basically, what you said is every Yankee fan is saying, how could you not sign this deal?
On the Aaron Judge side, right?
You got some balls, Judge.
Yes. You got some balls, Judge.
Well, here's the beautiful thing, Yankee fans. He does have some balls.
Yeah, good.
He's got really, really big you-know-what.
Cleones.
And he's backing it up. And that is music to your ears because this was always, Craig, a win-win. It was always a win-win. If you sign Aaron Judge, great. You've got him signed long-term. If you can't work a deal out, then you basically say, go have another career season. And then, yeah, it's going to cost us more. But if you give us another career season and win an MVP, we got a really good chance to win this division. We have a really good chance to win a championship.
Sure.
And you're getting that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Listen, I think this has worked out perfectly. I mean, this couldn't be any better for the Yankee organization or for you and I as Yankee fans. Like, and again, I don't know that he's extra motivated. He's a really good baseball player, always has been when he's healthy, right? So, to me, I hear all the other talk shows talking about, you got to sign him now, you got to offer him more money. No! This is working out perfectly!
There are a lot of guys that don't have career seasons and contract years. Aroldis Chapman's in a contract year.
Yeah.
Michael Conforto last year was in a contract year, but Edwin Diaz is in a contract year.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge is in a contract year.
And guess what? They're all going to get paid a lot of money.
And if they get paid, if Aaron Judge gets paid a much bigger contract than what the Yankees offered a month and a half ago, but you keep him, then who the hell cares?
Right. I agree 100%.
Then like, it was all worth it.
Yep. I would not. I'm not even kidding. Like, he's had thus far, it's, you know, just under 40 games, a great start. To this season, a great start to the season. Never mind him complaining about the dimensions of Camden Yards. Like, come on, dude. Like, you've had the benefit of a short porch your whole career. How about you zip your lip about the dimensions of a ballpark?
Hold on.
That would have been out last year.
Let me,
what are we doing?
I have to defend Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge, who, by the way, referred to Camden Yards with the exact same quote. They referred to build a ballpark.
So they must have
talked about this offline.
Yeah.
But the only reason why I have no problem with the Yankees complaining, commenting on the new Oriole Park, is it is so effing different. Like, Camden Yards has been around forever. We've all grown used to it.
You always told me that's the beauty of baseball.
No, it is. But they're commenting on something that's new.
Yeah, but
when someone talks about Yankee Stadium,
right,
my response is, dude, this ballpark's been around for 13 years.
Right.
This is old news.
But
this is still like their fifth game at Oriole Park.
To be fair, though, everybody reacted to the comments a week ago about playing in a,
completely different
minor league ball.
Little league ballpark. It's different,
dude. On the Gleyber Torres home run.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
It's different.
You got a double.
This is a
fun.
Well, no. Aaron Judge said the exact same thing I thought when I'm watching this game, that John Sterling thought when he was watching this game.
And the guy that does that website said it's a home run in 29 out of 30 ballparks.
No, it's a home run at Oriole Park until this year. Like, we've watched thousands of games in this bandbox of a stadium.
Yeah.
And I like what they've done with it, by the way. I love that they've done it, but I can understand why a player who's played there a bunch makes a comment.
I don't know.
When... for every other year, that's an easy home run.
I mean, Citi Field's changed its dimensions to benefit David Wright. You know, he was pissed off that it cost him a bunch of home runs. The Orioles changed their dimensions. Dude, you're having a great year. Let's just keep the good mojo going and keep hitting home runs and doubles and extra base hits and play good defensively. But to get back to our original premise here, which we are clearly in lockstep on, do not offer Aaron Judge a bigger contract. Do not. He said, his agent's decision, we're not talking during the season. You got it, buddy. Because I want this to continue.
Well, also, like, I think Aaron Judge is going to have a monster season. I think this is going to continue. He's on pace to hit 63 home runs. I don't think he's going to hit 63 home runs. But can Aaron Judge possibly match his rookie season where he went for 52 with an OPS over 1,000? Sure, it's possible. You don't know if things are going to change, though. So why would you all of a sudden, in the middle of a season, say, okay, I changed my mind. Here's $300 million.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So you sit back, you relax, and you enjoy this. You enjoy everything about this. Not just Aaron Judge having a monster MVP season, but Michael King making you think of Mariano Rivera circa 1996. Enjoy all of it, dude.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't enjoy, it's funny, apropos of our conversation yesterday, and I know he hasn't blown a save yet. You know, his one really bad performance was in a 2-2 game when he came in a couple nights ago.
He also got pulled before he blew a save?
Yeah, that's fair.
In fairness?
Chapman has not been great. And right now, you know, we've survived it. Hasn't blown a save, to be fair. You know, leaves the game yesterday. The couple men on base gets the final out on the foul ball pop-up. But boy, it is fun. When the New York Yankees are rocking and rolling, it's like when the Knicks are really good. I think I remember those days. As long ago as they
do you remember?
Been. Yeah.
Sorry about that lottery last night, by the way.
It's quite all right.
My bad.
It's just different, man. It's different. When the New York Yankees are not even debatably the best team in baseball, it's different.
Yeah, well, it's also different.
It's awesome.
It's also different that we are still 3 weeks removed from you, amongst others, calling them a boring team, a broken team, Cashman's got to go. So this is still fresh and new how in love you are with the New York Yankees.
Well, if you're a diehard Yankee fan, I want to hear your take on Judge. I hope you agree with me and Evan. You cannot extend him now. You can't offer him a nickel more. And I don't care what John Heyman writes in the paper today, that the Yankees are willing to give him more and always were. We knew that. The Yankees made an initial offer. It was rejected. And then the season started. And Aaron Judge decided very publicly, I'm not going to do this during the season. I'm willing to, quote unquote, bet on myself.
There is one thing, this one caveat that makes this situation a little different. And that's the fact that they have not agreed on how much he's making this season. The Yankees set a number, Aaron Judge set a number, and there's an arbitration hearing scheduled for the middle of June.
Yeah, $17 million or $21 million.
Right, so because there's that debate on this year's salary, that does lead to conversations about this season, because a lot of guys settle before they get to arbitration.
Right, which they're allowed to do. If they say, let's just call it 19 and call it a day,
so
they can do that.
As you're talking about this year, it could lead to discussions about next year and beyond, but overall, I agree. Let this season play out. There's a window before free agency starts. It's when the Mets re-signed Mike Piazza before he ever got to free agency, where you've got a chance to make a deal. And if it gets to free agency and so everybody's able to bid on him, then the New York Yankees just have to remind you that they're the New York effing Yankees, and they don't let Aaron Judge walk away.
Right.
Period.
There's no risk here, the way I see it. No risk at all. And I'm loving it. And good for Aaron Judge. You know, a lot of times guys say they're going to do it and they don't perform on the field, and it does cost them money. This guy's been money good this year, and I think it's great. But to the notion of, hey, let's panic and quickly offer him $500 million, I wouldn't offer him a nickel. I really wouldn't. I would respect the fact that he doesn't want to talk till after the year, and I'll cross my fingers he stays healthy and he keeps killing the baseball.
How much money will he get, though, if he goes 55-130?
He'll get 300 mil.
I mean,
get 300 mil.
It's the greatest bet on yourself moment we've ever seen.
Or, and by the way, maybe he doesn't get 300 million. 7 years, 40 per, that's 280.
Like, it's all about what other teams are out there willing to pay him. You need a market, and that's, you know, to be determined.
But listen, he's going to get more than the 240, I think, was the offer, if I remember correctly.
Right.
He's going to get more than that, but how much more? Listen, once you're making $250 million over any amount of time, it's just the ego. It's nothing else. It's not life-changing money. It doesn't change how many boats you have or cars you have or houses you can buy or private jets you can fly in. It's more about ego and more about where do I stand in relation to my peers financially.
Yeah, you look across town you look at Francisco Lindor's contract and you say, no, I'm getting paid more. I'm sorry.
Right.
But the thing you have to love if you're a Yankee fan, and this is why I was confident he was going to have a good year this year, is he's never given us a sign that he can't handle New York. He's never shown that to us.
He's been great since his rookie year.
Since his rookie season with all the pressure that was on him. And I think that this performance, even through a month and a half, even though we're only in the middle of May, is another example that if there is a guy built for New York, it's Aaron Judge. We talked about this a month ago. You brought up, we're going to start booing Aaron Judge. He's only hit. He hasn't hit a home run yet. And I'm not mocking you in this. I'm just saying that that was the kind of criticism he was facing from Yankee fans.
Yeah.
2 weeks into the season, oh, we're going to boo him. You turned down all that money.
By the way, he got booed the first week and a half of the season.
And how's he responded?
Let's not forget. Booed him.
And how's he responded?
He's responded with, okay, you're right. I need to be better. And he has been better. Yeah. And you got to respect that. He recognized he wasn't performing.
Aaron Judge is built for this town. He has shown that since the moment he's gotten here. And that is why it would be just ridiculous for the New York Yankees to ever let him walk out that door. And they won't. It may get dicey. It may get Bernie-like. Remember Bernie Williams? He's about to sign with the Red Sox. We may have a lot of anxious moments, or you may have a lot of anxious moments. But at the end of the day, there is no way they're going to let this guy leave.
No, and I wouldn't give him any money now because you know exactly what would happen. If they gave him $300 million now, whatever the number turns out to be, and he goes through a two-week slump, it would not be pretty for anybody, right? So anyway, good job, Yanks. They have Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight. Even with Gerrit Cole on the mound, they're probably going to win. That brings them to 28-9.
What the hell kind of comment was that?
How about this?
He's 3-0 with a 2.95 ERA.
How about
time for your comeuppance? You can't get to just throw shade at Gerrit Cole
like that
have it be unchallenged.
Yes.
So I'm going to challenge you. He's 3-0 with a 2.95 ERA.
He's pitched a lot better the last month.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've acknowledged that.
Okay, then why
it.
Are you saying they will win despite having Gerrit Cole on the mound?
Well, no, because Gerrit Cole, so, you know,
here. Spit it out.
He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. Gerrit Cole's pitching very well.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Albeit against minor leaguers.
I mean, look,
he is pitching very well lately.
He's not Max Scherzer, who also goes tonight, but he's pitched very well over the last few
starts. He has pitched well, and I assume they win. So the Yankees have a chance to do something that, I don't know, historically, I'm sure it's been done a couple times, but it's not been done a lot.
What's that?
And that is, be 20 games over 500 with less than 40 games played.
Yeah.
They can be 29-9 if they win their next two, right? That would put them, 20 games over 500 with less than 40 games played.
You know,
that is stupid.
You know you're off to a good start when every comparison made goes back to in my money, the greatest sports team I've ever seen. And that's the 1998 New York Yankees.
Yes.
Who started 31-9. That's what that team did. And the other thing to keep in mind, and this may not matter to you at all, but I want to point it out. We as Met fans have seen collapses before. Red Sox fans have seen collapses before. Outside of 2015, where the Yankees had a 6-game lead in August and then played 500 ball the rest of the way and won a wild card but didn't win the division. When the Yankees get to a 7-game lead,
yeah,
they win the division throughout their history.
So they're not going to play a meaningful game again until October.
I didn't say that.
I mean, that's our reality right now.
I didn't say that.
And let's embrace that because it makes all of us happy.
Did not say that.
Later today, you know, you got the Rangers game on tonight. And, of course, we have WAG Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Chelsea Barnes joins us. And then at 5:30, apropos of coming in right after WAG Wednesday, we have the New York Met manager, Buck Showalter, stopping by to say hi. And we look forward to talking to Buck because yesterday something happened before the second game between the Mets and the Cardinals that was just disgusting. Just absolutely disgusting.
What, me driving over there?
No, and unacceptable. Oh. No, you went over there. Oh, yeah, you did go in between the two games.
That's yeah. Right.
And did you stay for the game or no?
Of course I did.
Because your dad was there, right?
I had this plan to leave and DVR the game. I was going
to
go pick up something. And then
I got
there and I went. And I'm going tonight, too.
Because Scherzer's pitching, right?
Damn right.
And you have an agreement at home. I don't miss a Max Scherzer home start.
Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom home starts. But Jake's made this easy this year.
Yes, he has. Well, listen, we'll get all your calls. I'll tell you in a little bit. Something happened at Citi Field last night that if I'm a Met fan, I'm beside myself about it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Nice job, no drama with getting the guys signed. I know Garrett Wilson, I think, was the last of them to sign.
Yeah, just signed
today. But
that
deal is done.
Yep.
So I'll give the Jets credit, the men and women that represent the players, for both being on the same page. It's kind of easy. Because you're pretty much slotted into what you're going to make or expect.
Less complications than a decade ago on these negotiations.
Yeah. So, but anyway, they're all signed, so no drama at all there. The Jets continue to have a great offseason. The New York Yankees continue to have a great regular season. And now, of course, the big decision is Aaron Judge.
Pause right there.
Go.
You just said something, and I think it's very interesting.
Continue to have a great regular season.
The New York Jets have had a great offseason.
Yes.
The New York Yankees have had a great regular season.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
What did we say about the Yankees offseason 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago?
What did we say about the Yankee offseason?
Oh.
Panned.
Sucked.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Sucked. Awful.
Yeah.
It's Brian a reminder.
Kessler doesn't know what he's doing.
Correct. It's but a reminder, does. Good and bad,
yeah,
that what you do in the offseason and what we think about it means nothing.
Yeah.
So while I'm optimistic about the Jets season, the fact that you uttered that statement right after complimenting the Jet offseason,
yes,
jumped out at me.
Okay, fair enough. So thankfully nobody in the world listens to what Brady Quinn has to say or cares.
What did Brady Quinn have to say?
Oh, you didn't see what journeyman quarterback who never amounted to much in the NFL,
most
Brady
of the time,
Quinn
I don't really
say.
Care what Brady Quinn has
yeah,
to say.
Nobody
since
does.
Since you brought it up, now I'm curious.
And
what the hell
the
did he say?
This is the problem with sports on TV today.
What?
Everyone's got to try to have some crazy outlandish take to get attention for themselves.
I know.
So I'm going to be his Huckleberry. But I'm going to do it to point out that nobody cares what you have to say.
Okay.
The New York Jets season will be over before the bye week.
Huh. Well, you may be right. Have you seen the schedule?
Yeah, I have seen the schedule.
Okay.
What am I worried about?
I mean, they're playing teams that are better than them on paper.
Please.
Now, paper means nothing. Well, they're the defending AFC champions.
So what? Overrated.
The Ravens, the Browns, the Bengals, the Steelers, yeah, the Dolphins, the Packers, the Broncos, the Patriots, and the Bills.
I don't see a loss in the group.
Craig, come on now.
I usually see losses there.
I see a lot of losses.
I don't see losses.
I'm an optimistic Jet fan, and I mentioned this the other day on my Saturday show, but when the schedule came out and I looked at it, it was like a sobering moment, like a reminder.
Not
as good as I hope they will be,
I love our schedule.
They're facing a lot of teams that are like they go to Green Bay
That's
and
a
Denver
tough game. That's a tough
in back to back weeks.
Listen,
they go
you
to Pittsburgh despite their quarterback situation.
Yeah.
They play the AFC North right out of the gate.
Yeah, and?
And
so
they're
what?
Better than us.
I disagree with that.
Okay.
I don't see a lot. I mean, Green Bay is going to be a tough game. Yes, I will give you that. I'm not going to be crazy. That's a tough spot for the Jets. Of course it is. It's Green Bay. They still have Aaron Rodgers. I totally respect that and get it. The AFC North. Like we're going to lose sleep over. The Cleveland Browns without a quarterback because he's going to be suspended.
We'll see.
The Pittsburgh Steelers without a quarterback. Like, what are we doing? The Cincinnati Bengals, the most overrated team in all football last year. Like, come on. What are we doing?
Yeah, no, I'm scared of that schedule. I mean, I don't think. Look, I hope Brady Quinn is wrong, but I don't think that's an obscene statement.
I'll give you a hot take. You ready for a hot take?
Yeah, sure.
The Cincinnati Bengals will not be in this year's Super Bowl. There's my hot take.
That's not a hot take.
That's a hot take.
I mean, the Super Bowl losers usually have a hangover, but my point is,
they shouldn't have been in this year's Super Bowl.
They shouldn't have.
No, they shouldn't have been. I was smoking mirrors.
I agree.
Everything just bounced right, and good for them. They had a nice run. They got through.
What's a more obscure opinion to have? The Jets are done before the bye, or the Jets win 11 games? What's more realistic?
I think, well, that's not, you didn't say that. You just changed the question.
Okay, I'm changing it.
You just asked two different questions.
What's more realistic?
You said, what's the more obscure opinion?
No.
And then you said, what's more realistic?
Obscure wasn't the right question. What is more realistic, the Jets winning 11 games or the Jets season being over, quote unquote, before the bye?
That second one's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
Which part? Winning 11 games?
No, the other one.
Their season being over before we look, as high as I am
garbage.
About their team, they're over under in Vegas like 5.5.
Means
like
nothing to
no,
me.
No, but the schedule means something, and who they're playing means something. Yeah. If they could survive getting to week 12, week 13, when the schedule softens up, and you got the Lions, and you got the Jaguars, and you got the Seahawks, then let's go. But those first 9 weeks, let's just be intellectually honest, is a brutal schedule.
What do you mean, let's be intellectually honest?
Yeah, as opposed to being
a
fanboy.
Just be honest.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're not honest, though.
I couldn't be more honest.
Just when you think you are, take a step back and make sure you're intellectually being honest.
Yes. I know. I want to be sure that I'm not
be
an intellectual liar.
Be intellectually honest. Like, think about football for a second.
Yeah.
Not the fact that you're a fan. I'm a fan, too. Let's just be honest.
Let's be honest.
We take a step back.
Yeah.
And we look at who is on the schedule over the first 9 weeks.
Yeah.
Intellectually honest.
Intellectually honest.
What's more realistic?
Well, I think either one could happen as easily as the other.
I don't know.
Why can't the Jets win 11 games this year? Because they have to play the AFC North. They're right out of the gate.
And
first
why
4 weeks.
Can't they be out of it 9 games into the season? I can use that same logic
in
back.
In theory, they could be.
Okay, then don't use that logic.
But it's a bad take from a guy that's irrelevant.
He is irrelevant. I agree with you on that. Yeah. That's our common ground. Brady Quinn sucks. I agree.
No,
yay.
And by the way, Brady Quinn did something we can't do. He played in the NFL. I respect that. But Brady Quinn is now trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Right.
And that's the problem with, you know, these Patrick Beverly appearances on ESPN. And he gets a lot of attention. Everybody thinks he's the next great analyst. And, you know, it's like, oh, my God, my agent just called me. I got to say something outlandish so somebody wants to hire me. Like, slow your roll, Ace.
Yeah.
Right?
Patrick Beverly's already jumped the shark. It's over.
Yeah, because they put him on every show for 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Right? And he got. And by the way, give J.J. Redick credit, although I don't agree with everything J.J. says, obviously. J.J. Redick called him out something that everybody glossed over when he said to him, have you watched the Celtics play this year?
Mm.
And he got caught because he had a comment about Tatum, that Tatum doesn't play any defense.
Okay? Come on.
That was essentially Pat Beverly's take.
Click. I'm off. I'm not watching anymore.
And J.J. Redick goes, have you watched them play?
Yeah. He also said James Harden.
And he goes, He goes, I guess I saw one or two games.
Oh, there you go.
You got caught.
Well, the thing that turned me off is when he said James Harden is a supermax player and just started reading off his stats. And I'm like, okay, you haven't watched the guy play.
Right, he's not watching the NBA.
But
he's playing in his game, so I would certainly respect that. He has an inside knowledge that we couldn't possibly ever attain to have. But when you get asked the question, hey, how could you say that about a certain player? Have you watched any of their games?
Right.
Because you can't say that Tatum doesn't play any defense, right?
Right.
Because we've watched him.
No.
He plays defense.
I think I watched him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you go, I saw a game or two. Yeah. And peace out. Who's next?
Yeah.
That's how I view that. Here's Omar in Belmar, New Jersey. Omar, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
What's good?
What's up?
Oh, man, just wanted to chime in on this Yankee Aaron Judge thing. I think the Yanks are actually in a pretty good position right here because with the arbitration thing you guys were just talking about, if they go ahead and they give in $21 million for this year, right, and what do you always worry about? You pay a big player big bucks and then you worry after a big year.
Well, let me just for the sake of intellectual honesty here.
Oh, you like that now, don't you?
He's getting either, unless they, you know, agree to something prior to the arbitration, which is coming up, he's either getting $17 million or he's getting $21
million. They'll settle.
And it's out of the Yankees' control if it goes to arbitration.
They'll settle.
It's one or the other.
They'll settle.
So can
just
the Yankees
figure they settle at 19.
Now before it gets to arbitration?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they can.
Okay, and they're
so
going
they
to settle.
That, If they do that while he's having a good year, you know, you paid him the big bucks. Let's see if he keeps up this year. If he keeps it up, then what's the problem? Pay the guy, you know? I mean, we're talking the whole thing. Captain, you know, all that.
By the way, so, we agree that, you know, I only opened with it today with Evan because listening to a lot of people calling the radio station over the last 24 hours because Judge has that huge night last night and damn near had 3 home runs instead of he had 2 home runs in the double, is that I disagree with everybody else's opinion that the Yankees better hurry up and sign him now. I wouldn't touch it now.
No, there's no reason to. Let him have a monster season, and then you're going to have to pay him at the end of the year.
Which is fine, because we can afford to pay him.
And look, we have seen over the years the New York Yankees with certain free agents have an attitude of, we will not miss out on this guy. They had it with CeCe Sabathia.
Right.
They had it with Jason Giambi. They had it with Gerrit Cole. Sometimes they don't have that, though, with their own player. They have to have that with Aaron Judge. And there needs to be an attitude of, okay, Texas Rangers, okay, Boston Red Sox, whatever you offer Aaron Judge, we're going to beat that.
Yes, yes. And listen, this is where the great city of New York, it, to a small extent, I don't want to overstate it, does play a role. Like, you're happy here. You've lived here for 7 years, whatever it is. You got married. You're starting to put some roots in the ground. And now someone says to you, all right, you're going to make a boatload of money regardless. Why move? Right, you're happy.
You'll move if someone offers you more money.
Yeah, but it would have to be such a significant
amount. Right, like
more.
The Robbie Cano Seattle thing. You just have to make sure you don't let that happen. And I think there are some Yankee fans that slightly have a fear that maybe that ownership would let that happen.
Well, I've got good news for all you Yankee fans that have some fear. Remember this, that when this season ends, we cut a $10 million anchor off of our roster. His name is Joey Gallo. And that $10 million can go towards
one more.
My guy, Aaron Judge.
There's another guy coming off the books at the end of the year, and it's an even larger anchor.
Hicks?
Aroldis Chapman. No, Craig. There is no excuse. I want to make this clear.
Right.
There is no excuse for the New York Yankees after the season is over, no matter how high the Dodgers or the Mets or the Rangers or whoever you want to come up with bid, you can't lose them. And the only thing I've always said about the Yankees is that they target a free agent, they go get him. They now have to treat their own with that same regard.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, the only team that would really, I think, scare Yankee fans is the Mets, because you don't have to move. I really put a high value on, if the money's within reason the same, couple million here over the course of, you know, 7, 8 years,
what
9 years.
What about the tax stuff your old partner would bring up?
Yeah, but that's not me. I'm not my old partner.
Yeah, but don't you think that's a factor?
I don't live in that world.
No, but there's a significant difference in salary if you're playing in Texas as compared to New York or California.
Evan,
he's right.
I'm a believer, and I could be wrong, it's my belief, that when you are making $30+ million a year, you don't even look at your tax bill.
But your agent does.
But
the people around you are going to give you advice and say, hey, just so you know, this contract here is really worth this, and that contract there is really worth that.
That's fine. I can accept that. You know, Texas, Florida, et cetera, those states that don't have state income tax. You know, California is a crazy state tax. New York ain't cheap, as everybody knows. But to me, when you're making that kind of money, I think you just tell your accountant, just tell me where to sign.
Right.
Because it doesn't change anything. You know, if you're making $100,000, what you pay in taxes is significant. You know, to how you live your life, or going on vacation, or going down the shore for a weekend, or going out for a fancy dinner, whatever the case may be. When you're making $30+ million a year and it's guaranteed, you don't care about taxes. You don't.
By the way, Aaron Judge is at 14 home runs. He is on pace to hit 63 home runs this season. There's going to come a point, and I don't know when it's going to happen. Maybe it's soon. Maybe it's tonight, where teams start saying to themselves, he's not beating us.
Walk.
Anthony Rizzo, it's on you. Giancarlo, it's on you. Guys who have off to good starts, but not Judge starts.
Yeah.
There's going to come a point where teams start saying, we cannot let this guy beat us.
Yeah. So he's going to get walked a lot is what you're saying.
Yeah, more so than prediction. Normal.
Is that your intellectually honest prediction?
It's very intellectually honest, yes. My intellectually dishonest opinion would be, well, Brian Cashman's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I don't know whoever said those words. It was probably me, though. Do you think it's intellectually honest of Big Mac to wear a Brad Richards jersey to work today? even though he blew off the Ranger game on Friday, the
he
game seven.
He did not blow off the Ranger game.
Okay, Sunday.
He is a very good Ranger fan.
Is that right?
He will be watching game two in that suite with us Friday night. He will be watching game one tonight, and he's a good Ranger fan. I respect him. I hope they lose. I hope they lose miserably.
Well, they won the last time I wore the jerseys.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
I think they did.
Is your game plan, just so I know this,
yeah,
that you are going to rock some type of Ranger gear on game days only? Or is the plan like, let's say they steal game one tonight on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Do you come in tomorrow wearing a Ranger hoodie?
No,
the only reason, question,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the only reason, the reason I'm in a jersey is because this is literally the only Ranger swag I have. Oh. If I had a hoodie, I'd be in.
What does that say about him, by the way? What a great Ranger fan! That's all I got.
Would you like me to get you a Ranger hoodie from Fanatics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Yes.
All right.
I have a winter's hat, but I'm not going to wear that.
No. Tommy, double XL or XL? Double XL on a sweatshirt. It's more comfortable. See if you can get my man a Ranger's double XL hoodie. All right, while you're at it, might as well get an XL one, too. So he and I can be twins. Only two Ranger fans on the radio
two
station.
Two front runners all together hanging out. Rangers matter. Get me that sweatshirt.
Let's go.
One front runner.
Let's dig up the Brad Richards jersey.
And a Brad Richards fan over there.
Right.
Yeah. But did you buy that jersey?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
And just out of curiosity, why Brad Richards? Not Lundqvist.
No,
or
19 was my high school baseball number.
So it has nothing to do with Brad Richards? I mean, Brad Richards jersey all about yourself having nothing to do with the player?
Well, it's okay.
Fairly, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I find that interesting.
Well, I didn't want to get the same one everybody had. Who wants another Lundqvist jersey gets lost in the shuffle.
That's
so
right.
I wanted to find a different player. He was a little bit my guy, and 19's my number.
You could have gotten a Zuccarello jersey.
I could have got a Zuccarello jersey.
That would have been a good one for you.
Do you know who was at Citi Field last night, besides Donovan Mitchell, who clearly wants to be a Brooklyn Net? Do you know who else was in the building?
Yesterday at Citi
Field. It's Ranger-related.
Was it an individual or a group?
An individual. Again, Donovan Mitchell was there. It's not a big deal. Guy's a diehard Mets fan.
His dad works for the Mets, too.
And he's a diehard Mets fan. But yes, Donovan Mitchell Sr. works for the Mets. He's there. He's a great fan. But no way, a New York Ranger.
By the way, let me ask you a question. Where was Donovan Mitchell sitting?
Like right in front of home plate.
So he had like field level seats?
Yeah, he was
in a box is what I'm getting at.
Him and Lindor were talking. It was like right by the on deck circle.
Yeah.
Got it. So I wonder if he was in like Steve Cohen's box.
He
or
may have had
like
both. I mean, he may have been all over the place.
That's possible. That's true.
You treat Donovan like a king when he comes to town.
Why?
Because he's a great Met fan and great ambassador for the sport.
But why am I treating him like a king?
I'll tell you why.
And I like Donovan Mitchell, the basketball player.
It has nothing
but
to do with the Knicks and Nets. Here's why.
Big deal. He reached for the Mets.
I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. Donovan Mitchell's a star in the NBA. Superstar,
yeah,
maybe too strong, star in the NBA.
He's on that border, though.
Okay. He actively tweets his passion for the New York Mets.
Okay.
I think that's a great ambassador for the team and for the sport. I really do.
He's a great ambassador for the sport?
Absolutely.
How does that make him a sport ambassador?
Because he's talking about baseball.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, he's tweeting about baseball and the Mets.
Okay.
So I think when Don comes to town, you show him respect. Now, who is the Ranger, not in the suite, in my section?
Sitting in your section.
I got a good section.
Just shows you hockey players don't make enough money.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, go ahead.
Former hockey player.
Oh, former hockey player.
Shit of you just giving him information.
I swear to you,
I heard it through my ears. Shut your mouth.
I didn't hear anything.
Yes, okay. Give me your wild guess.
Hold on.
I'm sick of this.
Evan, I never do
this. I am sick of this, Loogie. I'm not mad at you. Mad at you.
Hold on a second.
Just shut your mouth over there. Let him guess. Let him wallow like a fish.
If I may.
I'm really not that mad. I'm joking
this,
around, Luke.
But on my children's lives, if he said it, I didn't hear it.
I heard it.
I didn't hear it. So these don't work then. Why even use them? Because
You established that yesterday when you yelled at me for 5 minutes.
He may have said it.
No, your headphones don't work.
Hold on. Try to say it again the same exact way. I'll tell you the truth if I hear it or not. Say it. I heard it in my ear. I didn't. Hold on. Evan, put these on.
Okay.
Just so you know I'm not BSing you.
All right.
Put these on.
Yes.
I'm not going to touch anything. Do the exact same way. Tell me if you hear it.
Oh, wow. You're right. Okay.
Okay. There you go. Now.
Still mad at Loogie, not mad at you, Craig.
Thank you. I'm going to take a wild guess, though.
Oh, God, if you get him, I'm going to punch you.
You said former Ranger.
Did I?
Yes, it's a
former
Ranger. Just give me one other hint.
Zubov swoops into intercept.
Stephon Matteau. Bang! How about that?
Yes,
Stephon Matteau. How did you recognize him, though?
I did. So here's
what happened. I wouldn't have recognized Stephon Mateau.
So I'm at the game, and I was told that Howie Rose came down from the booth.
Well, we saw that video.
I saw Howie down. I didn't know that's what was going on.
I don't know who he was talking to.
Stephon Mateau.
Oh, is that
right? It was during the first game of the doubleheader. The pictures are out.
Yes. So we saw that. Evan and I were sitting here yesterday, and I go, look, Howie Rose is saying hi to somebody, but I don't know who it is.
Right.
Stephon Mateau.
Yeah, when I got there, someone said Howie came down to say hi to Stephon Mateau. And just so you know, Stephon left about the seventh inning of game two.
My guy.
Keeping an eye on him.
That's my guy right there. Got to beat the traffic. He probably lives near you, too.
You think so?
Yeah, probably. A lot of those guys live out there.
Mateau! 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 One more hill to climb, baby! That's Howie's call.
Well, we're leaving it at that. Why don't we let it be Howie's
Howie had a great run with that 94 team. Oh, some of the calls, even that anti-Islander call that he had, just great calls.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.